What we can control is establishing the foundation of a territorial workforce that is well-educated, with the capacity and skills not only to be workers, but also contractors, northerners operating businesses with a range of abilities, ready to respond to diverse economic opportunities. That was Yellowknife North MLA Shauna Morgan, speaking to the media about the looming layoffs at Ekati. She's right, and the rest of Cabinet and the Legislative Assembly should listen. People in our communities want to work. They will support responsible resource development if it actually gives them a shot at a job. But most can't even qualify. Why? Because our education system has failed them for decades. It wasn't designed for the North, it was imported, imposed and operated by people trained in a completely different reality. And to this day, it serves the system, not the students. High absenteeism and low graduation rates persist, generation after generation. That's why of the 15,600 Dean, Métis and Inuvialuit, 15 and over, in the NWT workforce, only 1,000 are actively looking for work and officially unemployed, while 6,500 aren't in the workforce at all. That's nearly half of the Dean, Métis, and Inuvialuit labor force sitting idle. Over the past 50 years, the NWT has been transformed from a frontier to a southern reservation system. The GNWT plays the role of Indian affairs. The communities, stripped of land-based wealth, are left to navigate an economic system based on competition, credentials and mobility, move to get a job, as well as equity, which allows those who already have money to make more. The old Indian affairs game in Ottawa worked like a carnival game. Huge money went in the top and trickled down through a maze of non-Indigenous bureaucracy until a few golden balls popped out the bottom for the winners. Today, those winners live in the 2,400 housing units across 33 communities, many of them aging, substandard, federally built homes. They deal with GNWT staff who control every aspect of their income and lives, people with little understanding of local history or cultures. Meanwhile, the world around them is firing on 8 economic cylinders, while their own world grows smaller. "Oh Valpi, you're being too harsh," the powers that be might say. "Look at the land claims. We are giving the land back, aren't we?" Most of the claims in the Mackenzie Valley were eventually settled, grudgingly. The goal was to give the Inuvialuit, Dean, and Métis just enough land and control to prevent a fuss. 3 claims, Akaicho Territory Dean First Nation, the Decho First Nations, and the Northwest Territories Métis Nation, remain unresolved after more than 25 years. Clearly, the whole thing is designed to stifle progress, not spark it, even if settled. It's as if Canadians fear that giving land and power back to the Dean, Métis and Inuvialuit, who are also Canadians, means we'll lose something, that they won't still need all the services, both public and private sector, that they value now. So instead of enabling Indigenous governments to build sustainable economies, develop their resources, educate their children and share in the economic pie, they must fight for every bridge, every road, every contract, every job, every house. Their efforts are buried in layers of red tape and they are forced to hire southern consultants to navigate the rules. In the South, governments can't stand in the way of the economy. The private sector is too large, too powerful, and pays the bills. But in the North, the private sector is tiny and has little sway. That makes the GNWT responsible for building both the workforce and the economy. To do that, our leaders must change their mindset. What they are doing is not working. Results matter, not policy memos and program frameworks. Morgan has identified what needs to be done. In a consensus government, those who agree should rally around that vision and start change from the top. If they don't, the NWT will continue to slowly spiral into becoming the basket case of Canada and the biggest reservation in the country.